Are the kids in your co-op overwhelmed when faced with challenges? Are they easily frustrated when they quote-unquote don't get it right off the bat? Do you often have meltdowns when one team loses a game or things don't go someone's way? If you're experiencing this, your co-op might benefit from some resiliency training. In this episode, I will share a curriculum that teaches six components of resilience that could be taught in a class or implemented as a club. It's so easy to use, and the best part, it's free. Stay tuned. Welcome to Lead Your Homeschool Co-op. Do you desire a Christian community with families that fit? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling conflict resolution and how to build a community? Do you dream of a sustainable homeschool group only to feel discouraged when policies fail, logistics get in the way, or a conflict comes up again?
Hello, we are the Homeschool Community Builders. Together, we have more than 30 years of experience in leading successful homeschool groups. But at one time, we too were in co-ops that did not work for our families. We needed deep relationships and a community that would help our families grow in faith. In order to be a part of a sustainable Christian community, we stepped out in faith and trusted God's plan to build the community that we desired.
In this podcast, we will help you create Christ-centered policies, establish a close-knit culture, and develop strong leadership skills so that you can serve your community well. So grab a pen and paper, be ready to take some notes, and be encouraged. You can do this.
Welcome, friends. Before we jump into today's episode, I just wanted to remind you that we have a free Lead Your Homeschool Co-op Facebook community. In there, you can connect with other leaders just like you. You post your questions, your concerns, your struggles, prayer requests. You know, as leaders, we need community just as badly, if not more, than our co-ops do, right? Come join us. There's a link in our show notes, and we'd love to connect. I am so excited to be sharing this curriculum with you today. I've been wanting to do it for a while. At our co-op, we do leadership in the morning just after our worship and chapel. And we were looking at this curriculum but decided against it because of time constraints. But what prompted me to go ahead and create a club was that last summer, I took my youngest daughter on a birds and the bees kind of retreat. We did Passport to Purity, which is another curriculum I highly recommend for that kind of a talk. It's a three-day weekend away. And we're from Colorado, so we went down to Colorado Springs. We went to the Garden of the Gods. We walked for about a mile in and came back out. We went thrift shopping and we're doing some fun stuff together. And my daughter just could not handle it. By the time we were done thrifting, she was having a heat stroke. Do you ever have those moments where you look at your kid and you're just like, how are you going to survive in this world? And that's when I decided, you know what? She needs some resiliency training. And so I decided to create a club with this curriculum because I figured it's a lot more fun to do it with friends than it is just your mom. And I thought I would get a lot more commitment from her if I would just include some of her friends. So it's been perfect. I'm using this curriculum for 6th through 8th grade girls. We have about 9 girls who come to the club. We try to do it once a week. Doesn't always happen that way, but I would recommend if you could do it once a week, it would be perfect. And we do a 2-hour slot, 10 to noon, and then we do spaghetti lunch afterwards. The curriculum is called Becoming Your Personal Best. It's online and organized and easy to just open and go for your co-op or your club. The curriculum consists of 6 modules, and within each module, there's 2 or 3 lessons that talk about self-identity, mindset, problem-solving, perseverance, relationships, and confidence. And it's based on life lessons from Olympians and Paralympians. So they use stories of overcoming challenges, and they give applicable resources and tools that your students can use to build their own foundation of resiliency. The three things that I like about this curriculum are that it is so well laid out, so well organized, it's free, and the last thing that I like about it is that so far, there hasn't really been any kind of weird agendas involved in it. It's just very straightforward. The very first lesson is on self-identity, and I was curious to see if there was going to be anything about the weird agendas that are going on in the world right now about identity. But it was really pretty basic, and it just talked about how do we identify ourselves, like as a daughter, as a mom, as half Japanese, those kinds of things, some of the traits that we're born with and our values and things like that. And it was real easy to bring in extra videos that talked about our identity as Christians. Altogether, I think that there are around 30 or 32 lessons, which makes it perfect for a school year if you're going to use it for your co-op and want to add it to your syllabus. A few tips that I have in leading it is, one, to have another person co-lead with you. It just kind of mixes it up a little bit when it comes to personalities and also the workload as well as far as planning goes. But also, sometimes I find that it's a little tricky to get people to be vulnerable and to be share their thoughts. And so I know it's probably bad, but I use candy and food incentives and throw out little treats to them to get them to answer and to participate. So I think having those extra videos that sometimes clarify what you're talking about on top of the video that they give you is really helpful. At the beginning of the podcast, I mentioned that I am doing the 6th through 8th grade curriculum, but I also wanted to mention that they have curriculum that's geared towards 4th and 5th grade, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, a 9th to 10th grade one, and an 11th through 12th grade. So I haven't gone through all of those to see if there isn't any agendas going on within those. So you would have to just go through and pre-scan everything and make sure that it actually is appropriate for those grades and those ages. I think it's a great series from what I've been exposed to so far. And I also feel like it would be great for dads if there was a club to do dads and boys, if at all possible. They hear from us moms all of the time. And so it would be great if some dads could get involved. So I hope that this has been a blessing to you. And if you have kids that are just overwhelmed in your co-op and just having a hard time regulating, giving them the skills is probably the best gift that we could give to them. I would love to hear if you guys implement this into your co-op, how it goes, and if you're going to do a club or if you implement it into your co-op. Let's create some resilient kids. Join me. Hey friend, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with someone who may benefit from it? Or leave us a 5-star written review in Apple Podcasts. It blesses our socks off to know how this podcast is helping you. Also, make sure to connect with us on the Lead Your Homeschool Co-op Facebook page and join the conversation. We'll see you back here next time.